we are here, guys. This is my buddy right here.
Okay.
And it's gonna be really weird for me interviewing my buddy, but I'm gonna do it. So I'm here with Christine Grossman and Skip. What's your last name? Kazvin. Yeah. From the Elks Club. And Christine, I want to start out with you because we have been reporting about the Local Heroes Day that's coming up. That's why you guys are here to talk about. It's gonna be an event on Saturday, the 18th. Just in case, you know, you're not interested in going to Pride, you know, and Pride is fine. No one's saying you can't go to Pride. But if you want to do something different, they have this event going on. And Christine, first, I want to go backwards a little bit. Is that okay?
That's okay.
All right. So first of all, I want you to tell me your title with the Elks and how important it is to you.
I am Christine Grossman. I am the exalted ruler of the Hudson Lodge 787. I am in charge of the entire lodge. We have about 449 members currently, with about 15 members pending. I am in charge of all committees and making sure that the club runs financially properly and that all events go on. This is extremely important to me. I happen to be the third woman in the Hudson Elks history to be an exalted ruler. Hmm. So we are trying to make some difference in the lodge right now. So.
Now that sounds real cool. That just gave me an idea.
Oh, man.
I am now the exalted ruler, Mr. WGLC.
Doesn't it sound good?
That sounds powerful.
Yeah, that was.
I don't know what it means, but I'm taking it home tonight.
I read it, and when V sent me the information, I looked at it, and I said, "Yo, V, does this say exalted ruler?" Like, for real, I want to be the exalted ruler of my house.
I'm about to go yell.
I don't know how that's going to go.
I'm going to go yell at my daughter tonight. Listen, I'm exalted ruler around here. You're gonna do your chores and take a bath.
It kind of gets things done, so you might want to try it.
I'm going to need you to comply.
These are my guys right here. So I actually was at the ceremony when she became this prestige title. Yeah. So I want to go and tell you guys about what I call a cultural difference.
Okay.
How about that?
Okay.
So I'm sitting there. Me and Christine worked together for 8 years. This is my buddy. So I'm invited. I don't even know if you knew I were coming. No, you didn't know I was coming or not. It was a surprise. So I get there. So they say, you know how they always tell you, don't clap or don't hold your applause to the end of the show?
Yeah.
So they started naming names, so they named Christine names. So I went to clap, and I looked next to, and nobody was clapping. Like, they literally waited till everybody got finished before they even made a sound. So how many people got anointed that day?
It was about 40.
There was about 15 officers, including myself. We do awards for officers and Elk of the Year. So there was literally about 15 awards that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
No clapping until the end.
It's pretty cool to be a part of it.
Yeah, it definitely was. So, Christine, what I wanted to ask you is, will you please inform the people and our listeners of what the Elks Club actually does? You know, I have a little bit of an insight because we are friends, but can you let people know, and can you give them some hidden gems? And hidden gems, we consider things that you guys are involved with that a lot of people might not know of.
Oh, I don't even know where to start on that one. I don't think that the community is aware of what the Elks Club does. Currently, like I said, we have 449 members. Some of them are local, some of them travel, you know, during the winter and stuff. But as far as the community, we donate to the fishing derby every year. Those little fishies that are swimming around in that water is our donation to the community, to the kids. And we also donate the dictionaries to three of the local schools. Every year, those kids look forward to those dictionaries. You know, you walk in and the eyes get big and smiles around their face. That's also a donation as part of the Elks Club. But nationwide, Elks is huge in cerebral palsy and battered women and veterans and POW. We do a veterans dinner every year in November that is totally free to veterans the first week in November. It the list goes on and on, but the hoop shoot. The hoop shoot is in November. It actually happens to be the same morning of the Veterans Dinner. This year we're actually starting something new. In October we're going to do a kids soccer shoot. So that's going to be coming up, and try to get that out there for the kids. That's brand new this year. So, you know, we're a little part of the community, but we try to reach out and make sure that people know what we're all about.
I'm going to help you out, because you guys also do a blood drive that I see on the sign. See, because we're friends, and I'm going to help you out. Yeah, I see the sign. What is it, once a month? Or twice a month there's a blood drive at Armdale's Club, and that's big. I mean, we go back, talked about, you know, Orlando needing blood and stuff like that. These guys are doing blood drives, and they have some really good fundraisers where they have food and stuff like that. So so let's talk about the event that you guys have coming up. It's called Local Hero Day. You and Skip, how about you guys tell us, how'd you come up with the idea, and tell us what it's all about?
I'm actually going to hand this off to the chairman, Skip, because he is the founder of it, and it was his idea, so I'd like him to describe it.
So he doesn't get a cool name. He can't be like Master Prestige.
Yeah, you can't come in here as just Chairman Skip.
Hi. Just a little bit about myself. I'm Skip Kasner. I'm the leading knight, the esteemed leading knight for the Hudson Elks Lodge 787. I am second in charge under Christine. I am also the chairman of this event. This is a big event for me, not only because the Elks Club does a lot for the community, but also because I'm a 26-year volunteer with the emergency services this year. So this is first this year, something we're going to start new. We are going to be honoring three people in our community this year for local heroes, and we're also doing one citizen award this year. We're going to have a lot of events going on at this time. We got the Hudson Fire Department coming. We've got the Stottville Fire Department coming. We've got the New York State Troopers coming. We're going to have a car seat check done by the Hudson Police Department. We're going to have a canine demonstration done by the New York State Troopers. We're also going to have an extrication drill done by the Hudson Fire Department. The grounds open at 11 a.m. with open ceremonies starting at 11:15. At that time, after that, we will have the extrication drill starting at 11:45 to 12:30. After that, the award ceremony will be at 1 o'clock, and directly following the award ceremony will be the New York State Troopers canine demonstration. At that time, you know, feel free to walk around. We'll have food, hamburgers, hot dogs, soda, water. We'll also have ice cream. And most of all, come and see our new mascot, Elroy the Elk. He'll be there handing out chocolate. And it's just going to be a really good time for the family, I think. I really hope people can come out and support us.
Beautiful.
Yeah, Skip, you want to give us maybe a teaser of one of the people that might be getting an award? You said three local heroes and a citizen award. I mean, if you don't want to, it's fine, but, you know, it would be nice.
I can give you guys a hint. One of them is from the Hudson Fire Department.
Okay.
So they are coming out right here out of the fire department. This is new this year, of course. Me and Christine actually put this together in 2 months, and we just ran with it. Next year, starting as soon as this one's over, we're starting to already work on the next one. We're going to work on trying getting vendors next year and a little bit more into detail with it.
Yeah, you answered my question. I was going to ask you, is this was going to be a one-time thing, or were you going to do it annually? One thing I want to ask you, Christine, and also you too, Skip, is that we've all have worked in volunteer situations. And a lot of times when you work in a volunteer situation, the same people always come out. You know, you got 400-plus members, but only 8 of them come out. And it's always the same people. My question to you is that the same kind of feeling that you guys get? And how do you work through it without getting frustrated, you know, and maybe you know, maybe you can ask people to come volunteer that might not be a part of the Elks, you know, to help you with these kind of events.
I think every organization goes through the same things and frustrations and obstacles. And yes, of course, we have the same thing. Obviously, some of our members go south for the winter where it's nice and warm, so we lose them then. You know, but there is a core of about 30 to 50 of us that are around at all times. You know, obviously, as Elks members, they do grow older and can't do what they used to do. So that's a little bit of a frustration on their part and ours. But we do try to make it positive. You know, it's hard. Like I said, it is always the same people. You know, we do Thursday night dinners. We do, you know, Friday night dinners. And, you know, we did have bingo at one point, and, you know, we don't have that now because of the lack of volunteers. So it's just everybody is so busy nowadays. With their kids and family and whatever else is going on. You know, this is just something that just isn't a priority anymore. So, you know, thankfully, I don't have any kids, so I'm able to do what I can. And I just don't know the right answer of how to change that. I wish I did, because I wouldn't be in the situation that we are. But, you know, we're always looking for new members. We're always looking for help. And, you know, it is what it is, and we try to do our best, and we pull every event off. The volunteers that do come work hard, they're dedicated, and you know, they're proud of being an Elk. So I don't think we're any different than any other organization.
It just feels good, because like when we volunteer, it's like us three, and you know, it's always the same people. So it feels good when you're in an organization and everybody is experiencing the same thing when it comes to volunteering and trying to help the city be a better city.
Want to plug the event again?
Plug the event, yes, sir. Good idea. All right, Skip?
Thanks. Yeah, let's just run over one more time. The event starts at 11 a.m. at the Hudson Elks Lodge on Harry Howard Avenue. That'll run till 3 p.m. We will be honoring three local heroes that day right here from our own community. We will also have one community award to be handed out. We'll have some special guest speakers. Columbia County Supervisor Matt Morrell will be one of our guest speakers. There'll be a bunch of activities that day. We're going to have the car seat check done by the Hudson Police Department and Hudson Fire Department. We're having a New York State Troopers canine demonstration. We're having an extrication drill performed by the Hudson Fire Department. We'll have hamburgers, hot dogs, water and soda. We'll also have Elroy the Elk there, so please come and say hi to him. He'll be handing out chocolates, and there'll be lots of fire trucks and police cars there for the kids to come and see and look at the equipment and stuff like that. There'll also be face painting there. And we'll also have a lot of information on the Elks Club, what we're about, what we do for the community, what the Elks does as a national. So it's going to be a really good event. Please come and help us out.
Yes, yes, yes.
Christine, any final words?
Sure. I guess you guys are all probably wondering what Elroy the Elk looks like. he or she looks awfully cute, but I just wanted to thank you guys for giving us the opportunity to get the Elks out there to the community a little bit more than we have, let the community know what we're about. I hope we can continue to come out on the radio and plug some of our events. We're going to be doing a lot more. Like I said, the soccer shoot, the hoop shoot, veterans dinner, some things at the fireman's home, you know, Saratoga bus trips. There's all kinds of things. Also, Stormville bus trips. So watch social media, the newspaper, things that we got going on, and listen to Vern. He's very important to me. He's my bud. But again, you guys are awesome for giving us this time. And exalt a ruler. Peace out.
Right.